Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing great. And, well, we've passed, of course, the new year, and now you start thinking about the annual chamber banquet, which will be Thursday, February 16th.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Thursday, it's starting at 6 o'clock. It's going to be at the Sam Rayburn Center at the university. And we're just really looking forward to it again. And this year, last year we had a very successful run called Casino Royale. And I don't know if we're going to call this Casino Royale 2, but we are going to do the gaming tables again. And it was very, very well received last year. And we're going to expand what we did last year. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
If it was successful the first year, why not come back again?
Well, I don't want to be, you know, one of those, we don't want to be one of those things that just same thing every year.
Right, but, well, 2 years anyway is not, nothing wrong with that.
Well, we want to keep it fresh and, you know, and I think we're keeping it fresh by adding to what we did last year and making it, getting a turn on what we did last year. And so we're really, really excited about this coming up this year. We've got a great committee that's involved in this. It's going to be a lot of hardworking people getting this thing ready, and so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, so as a part of this, you're going to be taking nominations for a couple of major awards over the next few weeks.
For Citizen of the Year and Ag Person Farmer of the Year is the chamber part.
And how do you go about receiving those nominations?
We'll send out to everybody who's in town, and they get a ballot, and they can nominate whoever they want to for the Citizen of the Year, and it's pretty cut and dry. We just take it, and you know, of course, last year it was Lavelle Hendricks, and so this year, the year before Becky Thompson, and so you know, this year we're hoping that we get some really good. We'll get some good nominations for that, and all the rest of the nominations come through the Rotary Club or the Lions Club or, you know, the service clubs in town. So we don't get involved in all the rest of them, but it's a lot of fun to all get together that time of year and hand out awards to people. I know that Lavelle Hendricks has got something coming up for the MLK Awards that's coming up the 15th over at
Mount Moriah.
Mount Moriah Baptist Church on Sunday the 15th. So that's going to be. I know he does some of that as well.
Right. They always have some special awards they give at that event. We're talking with Paul Voss, and Paul is the manager of the Chamber of Commerce. So the Chamber banquet Thursday, February 16th. In the Student Center at the university. Now, you have a ribbon cutting probably coming up at the end of this week.
On the 14th, Saturday. It looks like it's going to be Saturday the 14th. It's Commerce Fitness. It's Chad and Julie Gentle's new business here over in where Burke's used to be, near behind the Brahms. It is a world-class fitness location. They have all sorts of treadmills and step machines and workout machines. They have free weights. They have four rooms in the back that are dedicated totally to fitness of any kind. There's going to be Pilates. There's going to be Zumba classes. There's going to be dance classes. There's going to be kickboxing. There's going to be all sorts of wonderful things. They've got a tanning bed in there, and it's really, really a first-class facility. And they're going to try to have their grand opening Saturday the 14th, and I don't know what time yet, but I would suspect that it's going to be 10, 11 o'clock on Saturday, and I know that they sure do want everybody to come out. They're signing up people right now for yearly memberships as well as month-to-month memberships, and they're really this has been their dream for a long, long time to do this, and Chad and Julie Gentle are workaholics anyway when it comes to the chamber and stuff around commerce, and you know they're going to be a real good addition to commerce.
Now, if you go far enough back, that building was originally the Walmart.
The old Walmart
store.
That's exactly.
And Brigandry Games has moved into the other half of what once was the old Walmart building.
It's like a GameStop, and you can go in and play board games with. And I haven't been in there. They've been trying to open,
but they are. But they're already open.
Yeah, they are already open, and it's the same people that own the theater over in Greenville, and they've opened this over here, and it's pretty successful, is what I understand, for being open for only a couple of weeks.
Okay, Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you very much, John Mark.
Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.